In this bulletin, Australians urged to be cautious when visiting their mothers today. The Labor Party is pressuring the federal government to release its job seeker modelling. And in sport, the postponed Tokyo Olympic Games are going ahead in 2021 with no plan B. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunil Awasthi. Australians are being urged to remain cautious today if they are paying a visit to their mothers on Mother's Day. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says people over the age of 70, especially those with chronic illnesses, should reconsider inviting people to their homes. Despite some states permitting visits as restrictions are eased, Professor Kelly says people should make the decision wisely.
I think, you know, absolutely, if you're feeling sick yourself, don't go and visit your mum. Please don't. If you're feeling well and, you know, you really want to see your mum, I'm sure that's fine. But for elderly mums, just to be a little bit cautious and probably keep that 1.5 metres distance for now. I know it's hard and we all want to cuddle our mums on Mother's Day, and big shout out to all mums out there. But let's just wait a little bit longer.
The federal opposition is pressuring the government to release its modelling showing the economic impact of cutting job seeker payments back to $40 a day. The payment was temporarily doubled to $1,100 per fortnight during the pandemic, but the government says that will only last for 6 months. The opposition spokeswoman for Families and Social Services, Linda Burney, says reducing the coronavirus supplement in September will harm Australia's economy. She says the Department of Social Services predicts 1.7 million jobless people will be on welfare by September, and lowering payments will take $1 billion from households each fortnight. The federal government is being urged to allow companies to write off meals as a business expense and thus a tax deduction. Presently, meals at restaurants, cafes and pubs are subject to the fringe benefits tax, first introduced in the 1980s. But the Australian Hotels Association has told News Corp Australia it should be removed to stop job losses. One person has been killed by a fire at a Russian hospital that is treating patients affected by the coronavirus. The fire erupted in a patient's room at the hospital in northwestern Moscow. The fire has been extinguished, and the mayor of Moscow says all patients have been evacuated and will be transferred to other hospitals. Russia has just gone past France and Germany to have the fifth most coronavirus infections in the world. Nearly 200,000 people in Russia have contracted COVID-19. More than 1,800 have died from it. More than half of both the infections and deaths in Russia have come in Moscow. It's widely expected that the United Kingdom will introduce a mandatory 14-day quarantine for international travellers at airports to try and contain the spread of the coronavirus. More than 31,500 people have died from COVID-19 in the country, including 346 in the last 24 hours. A speech tomorrow from Prime Minister Boris Johnson will set out the next stage of Britain's response to the virus. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps says he doesn't want to preempt measures, such as a mandatory quarantine, that may be announced in Mr. Johnson's speech, but he says Britain does have the ability to quarantine travellers and has done so to some.
We did, in fact, close off quarantine anyone from Wuhan in January, from Iran, Northern Italy and South Korea in February, which people may have not have realised at the time. It does mean that the capacity to do those things exists.
Such a mandatory quarantine has been in place in Australia for months. In sport, the delayed Tokyo Olympic Games are going ahead in 2021 with no plan B. The International Olympic Committee and the Japanese government postponed the Games until 2021 due to the COVID-19 crisis. John Coates, Australia's Olympic chief and also the head of the International Olympic Committee's inspectorate for the Games, says officials are proceeding on the basis that the Games will not be deferred again.
We've got a task force of the IOC, a task force in Japan. This is a massive exercise, and we are working through now getting the same venues, the same 43 venues. We've got the same dates, so the same scheduling. We're doing all of that.
And now for a look at today's weather, Perth sunny and a top of 23 degrees, Adelaide a shower or two and a top of 17 degrees, Melbourne a possible shower and 14, Hobart partly cloudy and 13, Canberra mostly sunny and 13, Wollongong sunny and 18, Sydney sunny and 19, Newcastle sunny and 20, Brisbane mostly sunny and 29, Cairns partly cloudy and 29, and Darwin sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.